Well, a defiant senior government minister, Bridget McKenzie, is refusing to apologise for her handling of a contentious $100 million community sports program. A report from the Auditor General has found that the grants that were handed out in the run-up to the federal election favoured coalition-held seats and seats being targeted by it. Sarah Dingle has been following this story and she joins me now. Sarah, give us a quick recap of the key findings from the Auditor General.
Well, Kim, this all began with Georgina Downer and the giant novelty cheque of $127,000 she presented to the Yankalilla Bowling Club in South Australia last year. Although she wasn't the sitting MP at the time, she was the Liberal candidate for Mayo. The sitting MP was Rebecca Sharkey. So Shadow Attorney General Mark Dreyfus referred that matter to the Auditor General, who's come back with a report into the whole grant sports grants program, which is worth $100 million. He's found that 61% of all these projects awarded funding did not meet the merit assessment by Sport Australia. And it actually got worse as the federal election drew closer. So there were three funding rounds. 41% of projects in the first funding round failed Sport Australia's merit assessment, 70% in round two, and 73% failed in round three. And the funding for round three was finalised on the 11th of April last year, which was the very day Parliament was prorogued for the federal election. The Minister's office was running a parallel assessment process, according to this report, which focused on sports projects in seats held by the coalition by a small margin, or seats the coalition was targeting to win in the last federal election, and it was the Minister, not Sport Australia, who approved projects for funding.
Now, the Minister at the time was Bridget McKenzie. She was a sports minister. She's the Deputy Nationals Leader, now the Agriculture Minister. What she had to say about all of this morning?
Bridget McKenzie has come out swinging. She said she will not apologise. She strongly denies any accusation of pork barrelling or that anything is amiss. She says the Community Sports Infrastructure Grant Program was a hugely successful, oversubscribed program, and it's delivered on getting more Australians more active more often. She spoke to RM Breakfast a short time ago. Let's hear what she had to say.
The ANAO report verified that no project that received funding was not eligible to receive it. It also confirms that no rules were broken in this program. The reality is, Tom, that there are hundreds of applications still sitting there who were also deserving of funding. Community clubs right across the country who, you know, also need that critical infrastructure to increase participation.
That's Deputy Nationals Leader Bridget McKenzie. So, Sarah, what happens to this grant scheme now?
Well, Labor is out for blood. The Manager for Opposition Business, Tony Burke, spoke to News 24 this morning.
Well, you won't find a more explosive report from the Auditor-General's office than this one. This is a minister who, you know, clearly she's got to be stood down. Clearly. There is not a future for a minister who's done something like this. And there's endless precedents of ministers standing down for much less.
That's the Manager for Opposition Business, Tony Burke. In terms of the grants themselves, Kim, all this public money has already been given out, despite the fact that the Auditor-General says some of these projects may not actually have needed it. In fact, according to the guidelines, if any of these projects began construction before the funding was executed, they were supposed to become ineligible. And the Auditor-General found that 40% of all the successful applicants had already commenced works by the time these public funding agreements were executed, and eight projects had already actually been finished.
That's our reporter, Sarah Dingle. Thank you.